The three friends were standing in the middle of a tremendous hall which seemed completely deserted. Just as they were going to leave, Goofy made an exciting discovery.
Food!
Food! Oh, boy!
What the hell, boy, oh, boy!
Who's there?
What was that?
Who's down there?
Look! It's our magic harp! She's in that big box up there on the table! How did you get here?
I was kidnapped by that wicked giant.
Oh! A giant!
A giant?
Yes, a giant. It was this heartless monster that swooped down under cover of darkness and carried me off.
And brought misery to Happy Valley! But why did he want to steal you, our magic harp?
Because he's cruel and selfish. He didn't care what happened to the valley. He just wanted someone to sing him to sleep. He is a real ogre who has the power to turn himself into anything, man or beast. Wait, quiet, I hear someone coming. It's Willy the Giant. Run and hide quickly, because if he finds you...
Run, fellas, quick!
Yeah, hide! Let's get out of here!
Fee, fi, fo, fum. Fee, fi, fo, fum. Fee, fi, fo, fum. Hee, hi, ho, hum. I'm the most amazing guy, a most amazing guy am I. Fee, fi, fo, fum. Hee, hi, ho, hum. I'm the stuff I'm telling you. But here's what I can do. I can change myself into an elf, fly up high like the birdies. I can disappear into atmosphere, peek-a-boo, 'cause I know the magic wordies. Fee, fi, fo, foy. Fee, 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 fee. Fee, fee. I don't know no fee, fee.
After finishing the song about his magic words, the giant saw the delicious food on the table and started over to eat it. Little did he know that he had three uninvited guests hiding on his dinner table. But he soon found them and grabbed Mickey up in the palm of his hand.
I gotcha. I think I gotcha. Yeah, I gotcha.
Willy!
What?
You have a very interesting lifeline.
Oh, yeah?
I don't believe it.
What's the matter? Is it bad?
Why, it says here that you can change yourself into anything.
Sure, you want to see me? I can change myself into the darndest things. Go on, give me something.
Anything?
Anything.
Well, can you change into a housefly?
A cute, teeny, weeny, itsy, bitsy housefly?
That's right, a housefly.
Oh, you don't want a housefly. How about a nice bunny with long pink ears, huh?
Well, if you can't be a fly...
Okay, a fly, but with pink wings. Fee, fi, fo, Are you sure you wouldn't want a bunny rabbit? Hey, what are you doing?
The giant caught the friends just as they were running for the fly swatter.
So you thought you could trick Willy? I'll show you.
The wicked giant grabbed up all three and locked them in the box with the magic harp. But Mickey managed to slip over the side and get away without the giant seeing him. They decided that the best way to escape would be to have the harp try and sing the giant to sleep, and then Mickey could get the key and unlock the box. In her song, the harp tells Mickey where the key is.
In my favorite dream, everyone is so delightful. No one's mean or spiteful. In my favorite dream, yes, and in my favorite dream, there my heart can go romancing, dancing. dancing to a heavenly theme. In his right vest pocket you'll find the key. The right vest pocket, go carefully.
Giant is fast asleep. Yes, but it also worked on Mickey. He's fast asleep.
Mickey. Mickey.
Quickly, Mickey lowered himself into the sleeping giant's pocket. Through the keyhole in the box, Donald, Goofy, and the harp watched him with held breath. Oh, the giant's waking up. Oh. He just moved a little and is once more fast asleep. And Mickey's got the key. Now he's starting to climb up the giant's chest toward the box and his captive friends. Oh, no! The giant's going to sneeze. The sneeze made Mickey drop the key, but he got it just in time with his foot and once again quietly started to sneak up toward the box. Finally, his friends are free again, but Mickey wants to make doubly sure. While his friends get a head start, he decides to tie the giant's shoelaces together. Uh-oh, that was a mistake. He woke the giant up.
Come back here. How did you get out, huh? Well, you won't get away from Willie. I'll get you. Come back here, you mouse.
Donald and Goofy are way ahead of the giant with the magic harp, but things aren't looking too well for Mickey. The giant is chasing him down the road with a huge club. Finally, Mickey managed to get to the beanstalk, but the giant is still close behind him and soon on the beanstalk.
Come back here. I'll get you.
Hurry, Mickey, hurry. We're sawing down the beanstalk.
I'm coming as fast as I can.
Hurry, hurry.
Here I am, fellas. Hurry, the giant isn't far behind.
The beanstalk's beginning to fall.
Look out, look out. Here it comes. The giant's with it.
And we have our magic harp back.
And so, with the passing of the wicked giant, Happy Valley echoed once again with song and laughter. For, with the return of the magic harp, peace and prosperity reigned throughout the land, and the trees, brooks, and flowers once again showed their true beauty.
You've got an invitation to join the celebration, the biggest in creation. Can't you see the world's my oyster? Why do I feel this way? 'Cause a boy I know in a moonlight glow gave the big okay, said to name the day. What a great big gorgeous sumptuous thumping bumptious hungalumptious wondrous scrumptious, my, what a happy day.